The consequences of Donald Trump's return to the White House, this time accompanied by Elon Musk, are triggering widespread fear, and Congressman Jared Huffman has urged people to, quote, hang in there and stay strong. During a February 24th phone-in town hall meeting, Huffman acknowledged that, quote, people are worried and alarmed about many of the developments that we've seen in the first month of the second Trump presidency, and, quote, I want everyone to know something. I am fully engaged, this is not business as usual, and I do consider many of these events to be dire threats to our democracy, the rule of law, and core American values. Huffman's list of examples included the firing of 18 inspector generals, the, quote, illegal freezing of federal funding, quote, thoughtless and cruel layoffs, and Musk and his, quote, private sector tech bros doing things that no outside party should be allowed to do, including having full access to a lot of our really sensitive taxpayer data. The seriousness of the situation was discussed in this exchange between a caller and Huffman.
I'm just really, I have a lot of neighbors concerned from what's occurring. And we just seem very distraught that there's nothing that can be done to stop this insanity. And, in regards to the IRS, the reduction in forces in the Forest Service and their firefighting capabilities, we're up here in the Mendocino National Forest area. And it just doesn't seem like there's anything to slow this juggernaut of insanity down. I have a neighbor who's ultimately really depressed. He actually said it the other day, and I'm really concerned with him about his health. Is there anything that can stop this from proceeding at the rate that they're doing? It doesn't seem like there's anything that the Democrats can actually stop this, it seems like to me.
Yeah. Thank you for your question, Scott. And look, I'm concerned too. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. I'm not going to try to gloss over with happy talk what's actually going on. There is reason for dire concern about our democracy, about these federal services and programs that we count on for our safety, for our environment, for so many things, for our health care. But we're not powerless. And I want to emphasize that. So giving up is not an option. We're not going to just roll over and allow all of these destructive things to take place.
A call-in question about what will happen when legal challenges to Trump's executive orders and directives reach the Supreme Court prompted Huffman to describe some of them as blatantly illegal and likely to be struck down, but others may not be.
I think we will get some wins even with this Supreme Court. What I don't know is, which gifts they will give him on some of these other cases, the purging of the federal workforce or any number of other, the impoundment issue, which if you're following that, this is the president basically refusing to spend money that has been enacted by Congress because he doesn't like those laws. He doesn't like the programs. Now, that's illegal under our Constitution. We've even got a statute called the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 that says that definitely is illegal. You can't do that. But he appears willing to do it anyway. And what we don't know is, will he defy a court order or will he simply challenge impoundment and then live with an adverse court decision? We're going to find out a lot of interesting things in the weeks and months ahead, and some of it could present a constitutional crisis. So, again, I don't want to be too alarmist, but we've never seen anything like this.
The federal budget needs to be renewed by March 14th, and Huffman said the country is, quote, careening toward a possible Republican shutdown of the government. Asked about the impacts of a government shutdown, Huffman said one is already happening.
Republicans are already shutting down the government. That's just the reality of what's going on, day after day, week after week, thousands and thousands and thousands of employees being laid off, sometimes illegally, in ways that the courts are starting to intervene and try to stop, but in many cases, those employees can't just be brought back because in the case of USAID, the agency's been shut down. The building has been locked up in some cases. They've been shut out of their computer systems. So I consider this the beginning of a functional government shutdown by Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Republicans. Whether they will go that next step on March 14th and shut the government down, I hope not, but we will see. And I think the question is, will Democrats, you know, ride to their rescue and fix their government shutdown for them? I don't think so this time around. Not while Elon Musk is shredding our Constitution, not while Donald Trump is shredding the rule of law. We are going to need major changes and reforms and assurances in order to provide our votes. But make no mistake, if there's a government shutdown, and there very well may be, that's the Republicans and Donald Trump doing it. It's not Democrats.
Callers also said they're concerned about layoffs of federal employees and cuts to publicly funded organizations like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, CPB. Huffman said the budget line item for the CPB is, quote, in real trouble. It is going to be targeted. They hate public broadcasting. And he's, quote, not sure that my Democratic colleagues and I will be able to protect it the way I would like. But midterm elections will happen in 2026. And Huffman noted there's a history of power shifts in midterms. For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.